Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina's Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the deadline for Wisconsin lawmakers to pass a new two-year state budget. If they don't, it'll create complications for municipalities and school districts all over the state who are trying to craft their own budget plans. Shali Pittman reports.
The legislature's budget committee met again Friday night, over 12 hours after their planned 10 a.m. start. They skipped debates on major funding items, but did approve budgets for several state agencies. The meeting lasted just over an hour and followed a familiar pattern. Democrats proposed motions, Republicans voted them down, and then passed their own plans on party lines. But not without criticism. Here's Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
There is something wrong with the decisions that we are making in this body, and we aren't saving taxpayers' money the way that we like to claim that we are.
Governor Evers says he won't sign a budget that doesn't include funding for the state's child care program. Another major item, funding for the universities of Wisconsin, was pulled from the agenda. The committee also resolved a longstanding dispute by releasing $10 million to the Department of Public Instruction for early literacy coaching.
We want to help kids read. And unfortunately, it's taken this legislature a tremendous amount of time to allocate the funds for that.
Democratic Rep. Tip McGuire from Kenosha. The money had been held up by a legal fight over the governor's veto powers. Mark Bourne co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee.
The reason for the delay was an unconstitutional veto by the governor, ruled unanimous unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. And so we're glad that justice has been done and we're here now with the proper accounts and able to do these.
If lawmakers hadn't acted on that funding by tonight, the funds would have lapsed back into the state's $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodine's joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Allball here, asking our dear listeners to vote for our friends, John and Gordy, for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. They do a great show, and they pay me to say all this. Yes. So vote for John and Gordy. Zomer, is the check clear yet?
Nope.
Forget that.
No.
Yeah, the check didn't come. Oh, no. Thank you, Todd, for that endorsement.
Well, he asked for too much. That's his problem.
You can vote for us or find out how to vote for us at WMDXradio.com. Check it out. And today is the last day to vote. Okay?
That's right.
So
that's right.
Do it, please.
I'm going
to
give
like
everybody
to keep our jobs.
Just a little tip here in tomorrow's program. We're going to be taking a look at the Department of Justice announcing plans to prioritize cases to revoke citizenship.
Yeah.
Revoking citizenship. And then on top of that, the Trump administration is building a national citizenship data system. They're plumbing all the information from Social Security, combining it with everything else. Mm. And, you know, we're seeing that with Palantir.
Well, that sounds like a fine deal.
So they'll have
what's
our
wrong
information.
With that, right?
Yeah, then they'll track us down and put us in FEMA camps.
Okay.
We'll be broadcasting from FEMA camps. only Trump
can't
propaganda.
Wait.
I can't wait for that.
That's going to be fun. Okay. It's a beautiful start today. Sunshine, high near 82. We might see a sprinkle or a shower along the way, but otherwise, a good-looking day. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity. They are helping people change their lives. Number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can go there for a free hearing test and set up an appointment. Again, Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
You know what I didn't see coming? I didn't see the Supreme Court falling apart. I really, I am kind of happy to see this happen.
What? Really?
There is now a lot of friction within the Supreme Court. It took a while, right? But now this is like a component I did not see coming. Mm. And the justices are arguing with each other now. And it's almost like a war. It's a fight.
Yes.
It's a battle.
Right.
Wow.
They're making statements about these decisions.
My hope is that this will at least enlighten the public and let them know that there is danger on the Supreme Court, that there are radicals, there are politically driven justices on the Supreme Court. And maybe this will open a lot of people's eyes if there is this discord within the Supreme Court.
Well, the Republicans have been working on this through the Federalist Society for decades.
For decades. Yeah.
And now they've got what they wanted all these years. Republicans, all these conservative Federalists on the Supreme Court. And that's what they have. And they have the Congress, they have the House, they have the Senate, they got the White House. So they're in charge.
They're not textualists. These people do not go by the words of the Constitution in any way, shape, or form.
Constitution.
You know, if they if they're getting rid of the nationwide injunctions or giving a pass to the president to do just about any damn thing he wants. I've never seen that in the Constitution before.
Total immunity, it seems.
So anyway, there is discord on the Supreme Court, so let's listen to MSNBC's Catherine Rampell, her impressions of the Supreme Court. Let's listen. This is Cut 209.
Donald Trump wants to govern like a dictator, and the 6-3 conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court seems eager to let him. In an impassioned dissent today, to today's ruling on birthright citizenship and nationwide injunctions, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson warned of what lies ahead for our democracy now that her conservative colleagues have curtailed one of the only means of reining in potentially illegal actions from this or really any administration. Quote, disaster looms. What I mean by this is that our rights-based legal system can only function properly if the executive and everyone else is always bound by law. Today's decision is a seismic shock to that foundational norm, allowing the executive to violate the law at its prerogative with respect to anyone who has not yet sued, carves out a huge exception, a gash in the basic tenets of our founding charter that could turn out to be a mortal wound. What is more, to me, requiring courts themselves to provide the dagger makes a mockery of the judiciary's solemn duty to safeguard the rule of law.
That's right. It's amazing.
Says
that,
it all
know,
there.
Yeah, Catherine Rampell knows more than the justices know. Oh, my gosh. You know, at least we have some on the Supreme Court who are making a stand at this point, and I'm glad to see it, and I love to see this war go on and on and on. Jen Psaki made some great points as well. You know, she's turning out to be a pretty good show host after all.
She's
it took her a little
there.
While to get there, but I think she's starting to make some sense. So let's listen to Jen Psaki now.
They basically said that the people challenging these orders will have to go state by state, jurisdiction by jurisdiction, to stop any of Trump's unlawful agenda. And there are a whole bunch of Trump's policies, from his federal funding freeze to his new voting restrictions to his attacks on diversity policies, that are currently being blocked by nationwide injunctions. Mm-hmm. Now, in a chilling dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, writing for the three liberal justices, wrote, "No right is safe in the new legal regime the court creates. Today, the threat is to birthright citizenship. Tomorrow, a different administration may try to seize firearms from law-abiding citizens or prevent people of certain faiths from gathering to worship. The rule of law is not a given in this nation or any other. It is a precept of our democracy that will endure only if those brave enough in every branch fight for its survival." In every branch, that's a key part. Today, the court abdicates its vital role in that effort.
Yes.
In a separate concurring dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson made it crystal clear what this ruling will mean in the very near term. Here's what she had to say. "What it means to have a system of government that is bounded by law is that everyone is constrained by the law and no exceptions. And for that to actually happen, courts must have the power to order everyone, including the executive, to follow the law, full stop."
That's right.
"To conclude otherwise is to endorse the creation of a zone of lawlessness within which the executive has the prerogative to take or leave the law as it wishes, and where individuals who would otherwise be entitled to the law's protection become subject to the executive's whims instead." While this decision significantly hamstrings the federal courts, it did not entirely shut the door on their ability to block Trump's agenda. We're going to dig into that specifically. In his concurring opinion, Justice Kavanaugh leaves the door open for people to bring cases as a large group or a class and get courts to issue rulings that apply to every member of that group nationwide. In other words, people can still ask the courts to block Trump's policies across the entire country if they can manage to do the hard organizing work of finding big groups of people who will be negatively impacted by them and getting them to come out.
Yeah.
It is possible that we will look back on today's ruling as the day when the fight against Trump in the courts and the fight against Trump in the streets became one and the same.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so really good commentary. It was so surprising and it was shocking when this decision was made. I you can't wrap your head around this stuff sometimes. It's just mind-boggling, and these are people who should know the difference,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to breaking the law. If the president breaks the law, it breaks the law for every one of the 50 states, right?
Right.
It's not just that local court. It's everywhere. And I have another cut here, and this is cut 221. Get that ready. Retired UW professor Howard Schweber says the Supreme Court decision to limit the use of nationwide injunctions could have implications on future cases, such as those brought by certain states to challenge the federal government over funding cuts. Politically, he says, this is the Supreme Court giving the Trump administration a very, very big green light. Now, these courts are not going to know what to do now because they are not sure of their own power at this point. So let's listen to this. This is really an interesting discussion on Fox News. I caught this. Now, listen to the last guy speaking. He makes a really good point about all of this. Let's listen to this.
I just thank again the Supreme Court for this ruling. It's a giant. And they should be very proud, and our country should be very proud of the Supreme Court today.
Well, the Supreme Court handing President Trump a major win, significantly narrowing the scope of those nationwide injunctions that have hindered the administration's policy agenda for months.
Well, 35 nationwide injunctions came from five district courts, Shannon, as you know. And ultimately, what this the last week of the Supreme Court term indicates is a tremendous and outdated corrective by a conservative court to decades of liberals weaponizing the judicial system.
No.
And so one of the losers that was not very happy about being in the dissent was Justice Jackson. She wrote a solo dissent to this nationwide injunctions case, and she said this, the decision will surely hasten the downfall of our governing institutions, enabling our collective demise. The majority shuns this prescient warning. Even if such institutions may be destined to pass away, it is the duty of the court to be last, not first, to give them up. Six of them signed on to this, did go after Justice Jackson's dissent. And here's what they said. They said she chooses a startling line of attack. She offers a vision of the judicial role that would make even the most ardent defender of judicial supremacy blush.
No.
Justice Jackson would do well to heed her own admonition. Everyone from the president on down is bound by law. That goes for judges, too.
You're
Richard.
Ignoring it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Shannon. Number one, I do think this points to a critical flaw in the Trump agenda. Much of it is executive orders, right? And the reason why these injunctions have been passed, been ruled on by judges across the country is because they are executive orders and not legislation passed by the building there behind you. And I think that's problematic for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
While I do think this expands executive power, both for Democrats and Republicans, worth pointing out that Republicans use these national injunctions against Joe Biden as well as President Barack Obama. And so now that, you know, this is a pot called the kettle black here when it comes to them saying, now we appreciate this decision. With that being said, I do think it sort of paints a larger problem for the country. What happens in this birthright citizenship case specifically, in a world in which you have to now file a class action lawsuit for the unborn who will be born in this country, will they have citizenship? And I think that is the critical question that the American people are asking themselves. There's a lot of confusion in this moment. I think there's a lot of federal judges that do not know the limits or the length of their power. And I think that's indeed problematic for a judiciary's job that is to check the administrative branch and administrative authority.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. I think it sums it up. And these are, you know, executive orders.
Right.
They're not laws passed by the Congress. So,
no,
yeah, just stop the guy. Mm-hmm. That's all. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Joe on the line. Welcome, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I first wanted to make a comment about that woman who said that the majority in the Supreme Court said that all are bound by law from the executive on down. No, they aren't. I thought that they ruled that the president was immune until
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, come
great,
on, you
great
guys.
Point.
Well, but I wanted to bring up the point. This is from an NPR article, and it's a statement from Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, and she's talking about the Trump's legal cases against deportation. And here is the quote, and it is very concerning, people. She said that the U.S. government already believes it could deport and incarcerate any person, including U.S. citizens, without legal consequence, so long as it does it before the court can intervene. You know, that's kind of worrisome, given the number of people who are being kidnapped by masked agents. And where we have this situation now where we have Trump saying to the El Salvadorian president, yep, we're going for homegrowns next.
Yes, yes.
Homegrowns are you and me, okay?
Yes.
And it's this question about does birthright citizenship protect you? They're waffling on that. And Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is telling us in the loudest way that she possibly can, hello, look at this.
Yes.
A bulwark of what we assumed, which is born here, American citizen, and I get protections of what my Constitution offers. Maybe not.
Yeah. All
be
right.
careful.
Mic drop, Joe. Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Thank you for that. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for Monday morning after this.
Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit Downdrin's.com or stop by today.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Now, I'm really not too sure where Gordy got his weather credentials, and I know that John has a deep fear of dew points.
I do,
but
yes.
Don't let any of that stop you from voting for John and Gordy for the best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I seriously like these guys, and I predict they're going to be winners. This message and this forecast is not endorsed by the National Weather Service. Now go vote.
Thank you, Brittany.
I think flyers were, you know, falling off some kind of weather balloon out there.
Normally we'd be talking to Brittany here, but
yeah,
she's off today, but hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. We do have beautiful sunshine today, highs in the low 80s, maybe a sprinkle or shower along the way. Right now, 68 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. But some things remain constant, John Peterson, throughout Verlo's history.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They're still direct-to-consumer. That's one thing. They provide superior products at unbeatable prices. That's another thing.
The adjustable bed frame.
Yes, they have.
That's it,
the
right?
The very popular adjustable bed frames
there
are still there and will always be there from now on. Verlo Mattress, Two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. And in case you want to know about Vesta Madison, again, today's the last day. Go to WMDXradio.com. You can find the banner there, Vesta Madison. Click on that banner and take you through the process. By the way, you don't have to live in Dane County to vote.
Surrounding counties.
Surrounding counties like Columbia County up there in Portage, Dodge County, Iowa County, Greene County, Rock, Jefferson, and Sauk counties. They can also
vote. A little unfair, you know.
What do you mean?
People can get us all over the world.
We should have global.
We're global.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
so people could vote
Sweden,
from Venezuela.
Feel free to,
Norway. It seems like they should be able to vote.
That's right.
They can't.
Okay, well, that's too bad. I guess we'll just have to move on from there.
We got something about Spinal Tap?
Oh, yeah.
They got a new movie coming out, right? Finally.
Well, we'll get to the new movie
right.
in just a few moments, but first, a 4K version of Spinal Tap is coming to a theater near you.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be really cool. They've cleared it up. They've made it much nicer looking. So, and you could see it in a movie theater.
That would be great.
Now, one of the big jokes in Spinal Tap was the band's brilliant idea of increasing their volume level to 11.
Of course.
That's instead,
highlight.
Instead of 10.
Right. Yes.
So I have a clip. Oh. So let's listen to a part of Spinal Tap.
Okay.
This is a tarp to you know what we use on stage, but it's very very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11.
Oh,
11.
And most of
11,
these
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Great movie. And the new one's coming out soon.
It really is. Yeah. Now, this was the ad on X from the Marcus Theaters, who are going to show this, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay.
They wanted to remaster the film in 11K.
Really?
Yeah. But for now, 4K will have to do. This is Spinal Tap is a remix, remastered, and returning to theaters in 4K for 3 days only, starting on July 5th, a Saturday.
Okay.
Okay? At the Marcus Theaters. Don't miss the big screen event at the Marcus Theaters. Get your tickets now.
I'm there. I'm there.
Now, they should pay me for that.
That's great.
Okay, now,
they should. They should.
Now, let's get to this. Just one more. You were talking about this.
Okay.
Spinal Tap 2.
Oh, yes.
The End Continues. That's the sequel to the mockumentary.
There are a bunch of cameos in this, too.
It'll receive a theatrical release sometime September 12th, I believe.
Oh, then.
September 12th.
All right.
For the second and last And Continues version of Spinal Tap. All right, let's go to the phones right now. We've got Dick on the line. Welcome, Dick.
Good morning, Dick.
Is Dick still there? Might have left. Yep, I think he left.
Dick, you can call back, and we'll get you in just a few minutes here, okay?
Yeah. I mean,
I can't wait till September. I mean, but I guess I have to for the new Spinal Tap.
Yes, what's it called?
The End Continues.
Yeah.
I've heard that there's some major, major rock stars that make cameo appearances.
They tried to dig that out of one of the actors, and he wouldn't say anything. One person responded on Facebook over the announced release saying, "Very troubling to learn that Spinal Tap has remained together for this long. That's 41 additional years of dying drummers."
Yeah, well, that's true.
When will their reign of terror finally end?
There is some early word on some of the... do we have Dick?
Well, we have Dick now.
We're not going to have time for him.
Yeah, let's go to Dick. Come on. We got Dick.
Okay.
Let's go to him.
All right. Okay. Dick, good morning to you. Just got a minute or so. Hello, Dick. Going once. Going twice.
Dick is
Dick there?
Dick, hello?
Yep.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
We just have a minute here, so yes, go ahead.
I'm reporting that the dew point is high this morning.
Oh, no.
Real quick, there's a feature article in the New Yorker from the beginning of the month on a guy by the name of Yarvin. He's a tech geek from Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to read something that'll make you just cringe? Read it.
Yeah.
This guy is scarier than hell.
I know, Dick. You missed it. We covered Yarvin's influence on the administration. Yeah, and the people who put Project 2025 together.
Yes.
Yeah. He is scarier than all get out.
You got it. But that's a good tip. Where is that again? New Yorker.
I think the 9th of June issue.
Okay.
It's a long feature article on him.
Very good.
If you can read it and stay with it the whole time without being scared to death.
I know.
Okay, Dick. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. 29 Pass, coming right back. John and Gordy, stay with us.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, with the way the heat has rolled in on Wisconsin, the last thing you're probably thinking about is winter. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But believe it or not, some farms are still living with the repercussions of winter. We'll find out what crop is victim next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Wisconsin vineyards suffered some damage from winter kill in 2024 going into 2025. That's the word from David Korb, owner, vintner, and grape grower at Drumlin Ridge Winery in Wanakee.
This winter was tough. There's been a lot of winter kill. The limited snow didn't insulate the ground, so a lot of the frost went deeper than we've been used to lately. And so we've had winter kill with a lot of the various vines where they just die back down to the ground and we get roots putting up shoots again. But that sets us back several years on those vines. So, and it was in various varietals. We even had our Marquette where it was splitting the cordons and the trunks have split open. So that kind of shows that maybe they started to flow sap and then we had another cold spell and they just burst open, just like water freezing or the sap freezing.
David Korb, he's the owner and operator of Drumlin Ridge Winery outside of Wanakee. He says normally Wisconsin grape varieties can withstand temperatures at 20 or 40 below, but he says because of the lack of snow cover in his small vineyard, they lost almost 8 vines on each variety. He says typically they lose about 3 to 4 vines on just a few.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And dairy processors in Wisconsin, happy that lawmakers are supporting them through a $3.2 million investment in funding measures that strengthen the state's role as an agriculture exporter. Rebecca Sweeney, Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers, says with the challenges of international marketplace volatility, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and biosecurity, they're grateful for the financial support of state lawmakers. Let's look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and State Senator Kelder Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, this is Mike McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore.
That's not true. You'll be back on Wednesday, actually.
That's crazy.
He's been in, where is it?
Tanzania.
Tanzania for a couple of weeks, so he'll have some stories to tell, I'm sure. Thank you, Mike McCabe. And you can still vote for John and Gordy. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the Best of Madison and take it from there, okay? let's see. This portion of the show.
I asked him to get some Tanzania pea beans for me.
Yeah?
The coffee beans.
Really?
They're very small coffee beans. I hear they're really good,
right?
They are fantastic.
Are they?
I just love them.
No kidding.
But I know he's not going to bring them back because it's probably some kind of caffeine drug of some sort they don't allow exported.
This portion of the show brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. We've been telling you for a while, they're family-owned, they're community-focused, they're fast and flexible as far as appointments go and everything else. They help people change their lives by not just selling you hearing aids, they improve the quality of life through better hearing, and they're really good at it. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Thanks to the hearing aids, I've stayed out of jail.
Yep.
All right, now let's... Let's go to Mark.
What are you talking
about? On the phone
about?
Right now.
Okay. Mark.
Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. To top off what Joe said this morning, I mean, this is supposed to be equality of rights across this country. In some states, you'll have birthright citizenship, and some places you'll not until this gets to the Supreme Court for their ultimate decision. Where I don't see how they can avoid the whole line that every person born or naturalized in the United States has... is a citizen and has all the rights entitled to a citizen. You can't just strip those rights.
Exactly.
But I mean, what's next from these guys to declare the 13th Amendment? Well, we can have involuntary slavery in this, involuntary servitude in this country because we'll convict all these people of crimes, then we can put them to work in the fields rather than, you know, the immigrants that have been working in the fields. And that's just okay because it does, the technical language does say, you know, but if you convict a crime, you can be, you know, have to do involuntary servitude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's next.
I just have been reading Ruth Ben Gayat's book, Strong Man, and the Trump administration shows so many parallels with the strong men, Mussolini, Gaddafi, Hitler, Berlusconi in Italy. The whole sexist thing of demeaning women is just part and parcel of their whole modus operandi. How women go along with this is just beyond me, though they, you know, that what she says that they actually do. I mean, that for some reason they think that they're going to gain favor or that they don't think just standing up for their rights is actually something worth fighting for. And I just do not understand it. I do not understand it, and
I know
the whole nonsense. Mm-hmm. It is just beyond me to say the Supreme Court couldn't defend the Constitution because they take an oath to support the Constitution like any other public official, and that they failed completely.
Completely,
in this decision.
They act like we're not a United States after all. Right. So every state can be either under the Constitution or can kind of get around it a little bit.
Yeah.
Depending on what state you're in. And by the way, the Supreme Court order blocks Trump's anti-birthright citizenship order from taking effect in Wisconsin.
Oh, is that right?
And 21 other plaintiff states. Mm. So any state that was suing in order to keep birthright citizenship in place, they are exempt from the order.
Oh, man.
So the other states can decide that if you have a child born in their state, they're not a citizen. Isn't it beautiful?
Okay. Wow.
Doesn't cause chaos or anything like that, right, Mark?
And fortunately, with our Supreme Court just decided that our Attorney General does not need to get the permission of the legislature to proceed with a case or for a settlement on a case.
Yep.
Because that might apply right here, too, because I can easily see our Republicans in our state legislature right now defend Trump's birthright citizenship overturning.
Yeah.
I think there's just as many. I think that they're all too afraid to stand up to Donald Trump. They all surrender their testicles to Donald Trump and are happily did it.
Well, the fact that Trump has to coerce and threaten Republicans to vote for the big bad bill is, I think that says a lot about how nice that bill is.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call.
Thanks, brothers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Several immigrant rights groups, by the way, have filed a class action lawsuit, which is what you have to do now. And the Supreme Court says it has to be a larger, bigger group in order to make something like this happen nationwide.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, so that's what's going on right now.
So there's some immigrant groups that are banding together to do this?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
What you're
they're banning to do it as a class action.
Yeah.
So if it's a large enough group, it'll get before the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court will rule on whether birthright citizenship is in the Constitution or not.
Okay. Well,
maybe we need somebody to just point it out in the Constitution.
We may have to call Jim Santel in tomorrow to get an update on some of this stuff.
This is driving me crazy.
Yes. Well.
Oh, God.
Driving everybody.
Here's a line. Yeah. That's what the dissenters were so freaked out about, retired law professor Howard Schweber said, referring to the dissent from the liberal justices. The federal government may be perfectly free to go around arresting or deporting people who retrospectively will turn out to have been U.S. citizens all along. So they have to get the people they deported back again because retroactively... Oh, they were citizens after all.
Oh, they were, so let's get them back.
Yeah.
That's
something else.
Okay. Good luck with that plan.
All right, let's, maybe this is something we should have saved for Idiocracy, but I just...
What do you got? Yeah,
the right wing is a little on the nutty side, okay? And talk show host Benny Johnson, I didn't know how crazy this guy was until I saw this clip. He was
Benny Johnson.
Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, okay.
Benny Johnson is a talk show host.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
One of the alternative media people.
All right.
And he went on to suggest that maybe we should end blue cities. All right. This is fascist talk, man. Tuberville warns the great replacement is happening and demands we hunt down the criminal rats in America's inner cities, cutting off funding and deporting them. Let's listen to that. This is just a mind-boggling conversation. What they're suggesting is so impossibly crazy that I can't even wrap my head around it. This is true fascism. Let's try it on for size.
Okay.
It seems like they've already executed on the plan. And the plan is, of course, infinity criminal alien migrations, get rid of all election security, and then you can fundamentally change forever the makeup of the American electorate and get your Marxist agenda here in the country. And we're seeing it play out. It's not a conspiracy theory.
It is.
It's not even a theory anymore.
No, it's a conspiracy theory.
The Great Replacement is real, and it's actively happening in America's largest cities at scale. And so Mm-hmm. It just seems like it just seems like an alarming moment.
Well, that's the easiest place to do it, Benny, in the big cities where they have all these government handouts, they can hang out on the streets, steal whatever they want to steal. Yeah. Chicago, Detroit, they're all next. It'll happen in the big cities. Mm-hmm. It'll sweep across the country, and then they'll try to start going into the medium-sized cities. Yeah. But we can't wait to that point. We've got to call it out.
Would you recommend that he potentially cut off funding to these cities? I don't know why blue cities and sanctuary cities are allowed to even exist, but given the fact that he's promising to do this, I mean, should the Trump administration prepare for some severe penalties for New York? New York, of course, couldn't exist without federal funding.
Again, these inner city rats, they live off the federal government. And that's one reason we're $37 trillion in debt. And it's time that we find these rats and we send them back home that are living off the American taxpayers that are working very hard every week to pay taxes.
I think the entire country was sort of shocked. The New York that we thought we knew is gone. And that's a sad thing because, you know, you can't rebuild in New York. It's like it's an American city. I thought it was an American city. But that city's gone, right? This New York we grew up with.
It's gone.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, that's a kind of talk on the right.
What?
That's what passes for intellectualism.
He said all blue shitty cities should be just gone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, they shouldn't exist. And New York, by the way, probably finances most of the South. their federal taxes probably finance most of the programs that South uses.
He wants to clear out those rats and send them back where they belong.
The rats.
Where's that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Back to the inner cities where you're keeping them while you fund the billionaires and millionaires.
Yeah.
And by the way, you notice this, and this is something that has been brought up a number of times on the right, and most of these Trump fascists out there are talking about how the national debt is the responsibility of poor people. They have created the national poor people have created the national debt.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It doesn't make any sense.
Did they overspend? Is that why they're poor now?
Oh, because they're getting subsidies.
Oh my gosh.
They're getting food stamps.
Oh yeah. It's the poor people. So $37 trillion in debt. Yeah. I think most of that was added, by the way, by Trump the last time he was in office.
Yeah, it seems like it.
That's what's going on. On the other side of the earth. Now, the flat side,
the
by
other
the way.
Side of the world. We haven't heard from the flat earthers for a while.
We haven't really heard from them.
Where are they, anyway? They should be out here with the rest of the loonies.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I don't know. You know, when you hear these people talk, you know, and they are the alternative media now, and a lot of people aren't watching regular everyday news because, you know, it's fake news.
Mm.
They're actually just believing most of this stuff for whatever reason. I don't know why they're believing this stuff.
Get it either.
But they are.
You can chime in if you want, 608-879-8255, 608-879-TALK, or always, you can get the Civic Media app, download the app. It's always free to download and free to use. You can text us, call us right from the app, or use the voice notes, right?
Yeah.
Voice notes. We're still experimenting with that. We're still getting those voice notes.
We just need a few more. Most of them are just all of us. So, you know, that's something here. You know?
Okay.
Let's listen to one of them. How about?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Tell that John Peterson fella he ought to mind his own damn business and shut his pie hole once and for all.
That sounded like Tommy Tuberville. Yeah. Chimed in there.
Or Troy, you know, he's...
Troy. Yeah, where's Troy?
You know what? He's in Mount Horeb.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Oh, tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Troy, call it back with another voice note. That was
this is a meme we have to screen people who are moving to this country. Make sure they don't have this meme on their phones.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that.
Well, let me just bring that up and talk about that just for a second here. Okay. You know, there is now an edict out saying, effective immediately, all individuals applying for an F, M, or J non-immigrant visa, people coming into the country on vacation, are requested to adjust the privacy settings on all their personal social media accounts to public to facilitate vetting necessary to establish their identity and admissibility to the United States.
Okay, that's crazy stuff. All right. We will be back to wrap things up for this Monday in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lake with WMDX, and I don't believe it, but our morning show guys, John and Gordy, are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I really don't care, but here's someone who does.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Don't wait. Voting ends soon. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the Best of Madison banner to vote now.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote. And I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
Yeah, that's right.
We do.
We know how to rock. By the way, you can vote for us from Rock County. Did you know that, John? Or Sauk County, or Jefferson County, Greene County, Iowa County, Dodge County, Columbia County, and of course Dane County.
Pretty smooth,
but
man.
This is the
you've been in radio a long time.
It's way too long, apparently. And the last day to vote is today, June 30th. So get your votes in for John and Gordy. Just go to wmdxradio.com. And by the way, we've teamed up with Sugar River Pizza too. They are also up for Best of Madison. Yeah. So vote for them and us. And you know, maybe you want to throw a vote toward Ann Voss. Wife. Ann Voss Peterson.
My wife is a writer.
You never even mentioned this.
No, I never mentioned it. I mentioned it for the last 3 weeks. I've mentioned this.
No, I don't recall you ever saying anything about it. If Ann's listening right now, I would. What's that, Catherine?
So, as a local writer, she actually writes novels.
Yes, she does.
And she's not happy that she's in the same category as news reporters. Well, they're writers too.
Is Doug Moe in that category?
Yeah, Doug Moe is in there too. Uh-huh. Yeah,
he wins it every year. Come on, you know they should mix it up a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
but so vote for Ann Voss Peterson.
Okay,
and
good enough.
And it'll be a pleasant time at the Peterson home.
Yes. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant through Verlo's history.
Yes.
They're still direct to consumer. They're still providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
Get Manny the mattress in here one of these days.
One of these days.
All right, let's get back to like the last part of John Oliver's special.
Oh, the AI slop?
AI slop.
Yeah.
And that's the term they use for all this junk that's being cranked out on the internet and social media. So let's listen to his wrap-up on AI slop, which, by the way, you'll see a lot of on our own website soon. So,
okay.
That's an idea that I had. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's go with it.
The very fact people doubted what they saw on the internet actually comes with a bit of a downside, as this disinformation researcher explains.
Because people know that something might be a deepfake, they actually then stop believing in real things that actually did happen, and they kind of discount a true story because they're able to tell themselves, oh, I think that might be a deepfake, actually.
Right. It's not just that we can get fooled by fake stuff. It's that the very existence of it then empowers bad actors to dismiss real videos and images as fake. It's an idea called the liar's dividend, which I know sounds like an airport spy thriller James Patterson out in a weekend. But it is a real problem, and you don't have to look far to see people doing this. A lawyer for one of the January 6th defendants argued that the government's evidence was deepfaked, which is an extremely funny thing to say about a coup attempt that was live-streamed. And just 2 weeks ago, when Gavin Newsom posted this real photo of soldiers deployed to LA sleeping on the floor, the conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer retweeted a claim that it was fake, saying, looks like Gavin Newsom used an AI photo to smear President Trump. And of course, Trump's done this too. He falsely claimed photos of Kamala Harris greeting a large crowd were AI-generated, and when Democrats cut together videos of him having old man moments, he blamed that on AI as well, saying artificial intelligence was used by them against me in their videos of me, which actually might be the most AI-generated sounding sentence in this entire piece. So to summarise, AI slop can be somewhat lucrative for its creators, massively lucrative for the platforms that use it to drive engagement, and worryingly corrosive to the general concept of objective reality. And now I've shown you a simple three-step process on how to make it. But, you know, please don't. Especially given I just saved you from paying $17.99 to a cat in a sombrero. So, what can we do? Well, the truth is, not a lot. Some platforms have started labeling AI content, but even those attempts have been lackluster. Meta, for instance, recently started requiring an AI label when content is realistic, but notably that only applies to audio and video, not to images. I'm not saying some of this stuff isn't fun to watch. What I am saying is some of it's potentially very dangerous, and even when it isn't, the technology that makes it possible only works because it trains on the work of actual artists. So any enjoyment you might get from weird, funny AI slop tends to be undercut when you know that someone's hard work was stolen in order to create it.
There you go. Mm. Now,
AI slop.
We are going to imagine a future product that we'll have on our website. That
really? On our
remember, we
future
spitball,
website?
We spitball a lot of ideas on the show.
We do. We have
we're
lots
going
of ideas.
To AI generate them to see how they look. And,
right.
And,
yes.
And maybe get your input and see, would you like to buy that?
Yeah.
You know, if Trump
products.
Can get away with this kind of stuff,
we can
right?
too. Yes. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
All right.
So,
let's get to a couple of texts here. We have Mark, who we heard the Tuberville quote where he called rats. in the inner cities. Well, rats is the term Nazis used for Jews and other people they called undesirables. So just wanted to get that out there. I was going to mention, I forgot to mention that. And now Don Klug in Wild Rose says Republicans are crude. Every segment should start with Republicans. For example, the Republican Great Depression. Great Recession. That's what it was, the Great Recession at that time in 2008. Yes. So we should probably
do
that.
I think that's a good idea. Thank you for that, Don. We appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow on the big show, Brian Belafonte will join us. He's an author of the book called The Sultan of Garbage. He went out there to look into that, all that garbage that floats in the ocean. It's all sort of collected out there. Fascinating story. He'll join us, as well as Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. She will be with us tomorrow as well. That's going to wrap it for us for this Monday. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Have a wonderful day, John
Peterson. I hope she does a good job because we just led into her show.
Yes, we did. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow in 22 hours. Have a great day. Right. So long. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate reconvening in about a half hour to work on the president's budget bill as a former big-time Donald Trump ally is speaking out against it.
Upping the pressure, billionaire Elon Musk weighing back into the political fray after exiting the administration last month, saying the bill will destroy millions of jobs in America, labeling it utterly insane and destructive.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two no GOP votes on a procedural measure ahead of the budget vote, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. Police say a man armed with a rifle set a wildfire on Sunday and then began shooting at first responders who showed up to put it out. A standoff followed. The gunman found dead nearby. Two firefighters killed. All of it happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. NBA free agent Malik Beasley under investigation regarding gambling allegations on league games. This is ABC News.